New Hampshire voters have spoken, and there were no upsets in the first-in-the-nation presidential primaries last night. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks on the victory of Donald Trump, who received more than a third of the votes in the crowded Republican field.
We are going to make America great again.
After falling short of expectations and finishing second in Iowa, one of the big questions facing Donald Trump was, could he rally his supporters and rebound here in New Hampshire? The answer, a convincing yes, as Trump captured about 35% of the vote, placing well ahead of his Republican rivals.
You know, we learned a lot about ground games in 1 week, I have to tell you that.
At a raucous victory celebration in Manchester, Trump said if elected president, he'd build up the military, protect veterans, stop illegal immigration, and bring his business know-how to Washington.
We're going to use the finest business people in the world. We are going to do something so good and so fast and so strong, and the world is going to respect us again, believe me.
The victory was the biggest in a New Hampshire Republican primary since John McCain's in 2000. Exit polls showed Trump won pluralities of both Republicans and independents with strong support across the state from younger and older voters frustrated with establishment politics. People like Jane Goulet and Aaron McNelly of Manchester.
Tired of the illegals that are here. I don't want the Syrian refugees here. We need a businessman to take control of this country. Tired of politicians. They're all crooks as far as I'm concerned.
He's honest. I think he's got a long track record of being a successful businessman, being able to negotiate deals. I think that's something we need in Washington. He's an outsider. He's the only one.
Finishing second with about 16% of the vote was Ohio Governor John Kasich, who skipped Iowa and held more than 100 town hall meetings in New Hampshire. The low-key Midwestern conservative is the anti-Trump, who ran an upbeat campaign, refusing to go negative and promising to work with Washington Democrats. Kasich's campaign is out of cash, but last night's strong finish fueled new hope for him.
Tonight we head to South Carolina, and we will move through South Carolina, all across this country, and we'll end up in the Midwest, and you just wait. Let me tell you, there's so much going to happen. If you don't have a seatbelt, go get one. We're going to shake this country.
But the Republican race remains a bit of a muddle. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio finished close behind Kasich and also pledged to press on, assuring that Trump will continue to benefit from a crowded field that sometimes behaves like a circular firing squad. For Rubio, who came into New Hampshire as a favored alternative to Trump, only to stumble badly in last weekend's debate, finishing fifth is a disappointment. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who savaged Rubio so effectively in that debate, finished sixth. Instead of South Carolina, Christie will head home to assess what appears to be the end of his run. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester.